All right, on today's pretty short and sweet episode, we have New Japan G1 Climax nights 3 and 4. What went down in the A block, what went down in the B block, and how's Naito's injury affected everything. Also, Dark Side of the Ring review of the Canyon episode. Who better than Canyon? It was a very sad, emotional episode. Talk about it. And before we finish today's episode, I'm going to let you know how you can be a guest on the podcast with your Extreme Rules prediction, but you have to do it until 2 p.m. Eastern today. Let's get started. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast. So, New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 continues with night 3. Again, busy week. Can't watch all the wrestling in the world, even though I really want to. But sometimes all I can do is read the results, read reviews, see highlights if they're available. And that's what happened with G1, the tournament, this year. So, on night 3, we had Great Okan beating Tsuro Yano. Kenta defeated Takahashi. Kota Ibushi beat Tomohiro Ishii. And in the main event, Zack Sabre Jr. beat Shingo Takagi. Now, because of Naito's injury, this was the A block. And an A block was, of course, Naito. And since he was injured, then everyone got 2 points because he can't beat anyone. Zack Sabre Jr. Was in the match that got him injured. So that's I hope you're going to brag and go all the way to the finals for this event. And for night 4, I only read the results. I didn't even have a chance to see any highlights, to hear any promos. But I heard that Zack Sabre Jr. versus Takagi was an amazing match. They already got 4.75 stars from Dave Meltzer. So yeah, that seems like a match I really need to watch somehow, sometime. And this was night 3 with block A. And now let's go to night 4 and block B. So, block B on night 4, we saw Tanahashi beat Goto. Tama Tonga beat Chase Owens, Jeff Cobb beat Yoshihashi, Taichi beat Sanada, and Okada beat Evil. In the block B, we have Okada and Taichi and Jeff Cobb, all with 4 points, leading the block. Now, like I said in the previous episode about the G1 Climax tournament, it's basically a round robin tournament. 2 blocks, 10 wrestlers per block. Each one face the other 9 in the block. And then the first place in block A goes to the final against the first place in block B. There are all kinds of tie-breaking rules, but we'll get to them if it will be necessary as the G1 tournament climax continues. And we have one more thing regarding New Japan. And Minoru Suzuki and Lance Archer, which I talked about it as a possibility on last episode. You know, on Rampage, we saw the fantastic Lights Out match between Suzuki and Archer versus Moxley and Kingston. And now it's official. They will meet in a New Japan Pro Wrestling event in the United States. I never thought I'd see that, but here we are, New Japan Strong Showdown. It will be on October 16 and 17. The match was announced for, it's going to be in Philadelphia, and if I'm not mistaken, it will be on the 17th of October, but I have to check it out. So yeah, Moxley and Kingston in a New Japan event in the United States this October. It's going to be wild. Dark Side of the Ring had an episode about Chris Kenyon, and you know, like the question goes, who better than Kenyon? I gotta admit, I was a WCW fan back in the days because basically that's all we had in our country. Our country couldn't broadcast both WCW and WWF back in the days. So we got WCW, and you know, I never, while watching during that period, I never thought about Kenyon as a big of a deal. You know, he wasn't made a big of a deal by WCW. And, you know, it was all about Goldberg and Hogan and Nash and the NWO and Sting. And they said in the episode of The Dark Side of the Ring that right when he was about to have his big break, the NWO started and he was forgotten, which is kind of sad. And seeing this episode, I was totally blown away by all the new generation wrestlers saying that Kenyon was their friend, their mentor, their inspiration. You had the Young Bucks, you had Brian Cage, Luke Hawks. And, you know, I want to see older Kenyon matches. I want to see how he was in the ring, because back in the days, I was, I don't know, 12, 13, and I loved the NWO, and I couldn't care less about Kenyon, sorry. But after seeing this episode, I'm very much intrigued in going back and seeing Kenyon's old matches. And then when he got to WWE, I don't know, I stopped watching wrestling, I guess, during that period for a couple of years. And I never got to see him in the WWE. But wow, that was sad, seeing the whole thing with The Undertaker and how he was really excited to come back and being destroyed by The Undertaker, and this whole Boy George thing. I really wasn't aware of it because I have no memory of that, because I didn't watch wrestling back in that, during that period of time, and it was sad. And then all the Howard Stern stuff with John Cena and Ric Flair, and it was hard to watch. It was very hard to watch. And Father James Mitchell, God bless his soul. I didn't know he was that close to Kenyon, and the things he went through, and the gun, and oh God. It was a very hard to watch episode, a very sad episode, because it's a Dark Side of the Ring. Of course, it's going to be a sad episode, but I really felt sorry for Kenyon, and it's sad that he ended his life so young. And I guess, like Father James Mitchell said at the end of the episode, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling bad, it also brings me back to the Daphne sad suicide. Talk to someone. Reach out. People want to hear you. People love you. And all you got to do is call and talk to someone and tell them how you feel. It was a sad episode. It's a sad thing what happened to Kenyon, both in the wrestling business and in his real life. Hard to watch, but important watch, in my opinion. And if that episode can save someone's life, then mission accomplished, you know. But yeah, who better than Kenyon? Sad story, important message. All right, so before we end today's episode, I just want to throw a reminder, if you're listening now, I'm going to do a special episode, a prediction episode for Extreme Rules. So you don't have much time because it's today, but I will accept via Twitter, via DM. My DMs are open at 15-minute time limit. If you want to share your predictions about Extreme Rules, go ahead, send me a DM. I'll let you know how to do it the most easy way and quick way. We already got some guest predictions. I'm going to do my predictions as well. Let's say until 2 p.m. Eastern today. Okay, that will be the deadline, because I need to edit the episode and upload it, and I wanted to be ready before Extreme Rules, so everyone will know if you're right or you're wrong. So if you want to be a part of this podcast in a special episode, Extreme Rules Prediction, go to Twitter at 15-minute time limit and send me a DM, and I'll get you all the details you need to know on how to be a guest and how to speak your predictions out loud to let everyone hear and see if you're right or wrong. Please do it until 2 p.m. Eastern, so I'll have time to edit the episode. So that means you're probably going to need to DM me until 1 p.m. Eastern so we can talk and see how it goes. And that's it. That's it for today's episode. Closing statement right after this quick interlude music. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, to share with a friend. You can go to linktree.com/15-minute time limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute time limit to see where you can listen to the podcast. You can listen on Spotify, on Anchor, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, and in more places. Also, you can check the social media links. And this is the link you need to send your friend to get in touch with us and to hear the 15-minute time limit podcast. Thank you very much. Have a great Extreme Rules, and we'll talk tomorrow.